Policy analysts have been sounding the alarm on the Department of Education's ability to reach and engage with low-income, disadvantaged, and even older student loan borrowers in Utah and around the country. But with massive layoffs at the agency and the sunsetting of the Biden administration's income-driven repayment plan, those efforts will only get harder. Sarah Sattelmeyer with New America says the DOE recently closed applications for all IDR plans, and it's left borrowers looking for answers and resources.
Right now, there are a lot of things going on in terms of slashing federal workers, slashing contracts, sort of rethinking and pulling money out of programs. And it's hard to serve people when you cut staff and resources in a system that's already underfunded.
Biden's Saving for a Valuable Education plan that offered millions lower monthly payments and a shorter timeline for repayment is among the programs stuck in limbo. President Donald Trump has expressed disdain for the plan and is unlikely to extend it. A current report by New America finds the current situation can be especially unsettling for borrowers over 60 who are often caregivers for family members. Tia Caldwell, a former analyst with New America, adds when older borrowers are approaching retirement age and are still having to repay their college debt, that can mean tough choices between paying their loans or covering everyday essentials. She says if folks do fall behind on their loans, the government can garnish their wages and even withhold some of their Social Security benefits.
And this affects more than just the individual because they're very embedded with their community. So we see that it looks like around 85% of older borrowers have children. And so, of course, if your parent is, you know, losing their tax refunds or having their Social Security garnished, that's going to affect you too.
Caldwell says older borrowers are parents, caregivers, and supportive members of their communities. She and others at New America are calling on the federal government to streamline the process for loan forgiveness when higher ed institutions close or borrowers become disabled. They also encourage the government to keep IDRs and limit harsh penalties for those who default. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.